Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enterfood.com. That's enterfood.com. enterfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/29/2019, live Friday night show. And I'll tell you what, here is the idea of what's going on. Article says Venezuela returns to Middle Ages during power outages. Walking for hours, making oil lamps, bearing water for Venezuelans today, suffering under a new nationwide blackout that has lasted days. It's like being thrown back to life centuries ago. El Avila, the mountain that towers over Caracas, has become a place where families gather with buckets and jugs to fill up with water, wash dishes, and scrub clothes. The taps in their homes are dry from lack of electricity to the city's water pumps. We're forced to get water from sources that obviously aren't completely hygienic, but it's enough for washing or doing the dishes, said one resident. Because the long lines of people, the activity can take hours of waiting. Elsewhere, locals may make use of cracked water pipes, but they still need to boil the water or otherwise purify it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have like a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters, and, you know, if you do not have something portable, and if you do not have then also the aerobic 7 type drops, the iodine, the halzone type of pills, the agua mira, the unscented bleach where you can put a few drops, you know, 10, 12 drops of bleach in a gallon. That kind of an idea, but double check those numbers at a trusted source like one of the prepper sources as to how to purify the water with bleach or to kill the germs in it. But you can always boil it, but then you've got to have a pot or some kind of a heat source to do that as well. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, you need to make sure that you are getting these items now. You got to think about, what do you have one of those, you remember the old movies and stuff where the Chinese coolies or the different people would carry like a yoke over their back with two buckets of water and walk down to the, you know, and get the water from the pond or the creek or the stream, that kind of a stuff. So I'm going to tell you, you need to think about those type of items, but you also, if you have the opportunity now, water purification is a key component of what you're going to need in the future. if you're sitting there and you say, well, by golly, I got me 37 firearms, and I got, you know, this and that and the other, and I'm going to get me another one, and don't get another one. 37 firearms enough. Now, the question is, do you have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 rounds for every one of your firearms? If you don't, you can do some of that. But before any of those, if you do not have it, you need to get water purification type system. Now, there are other portables that some of them don't take out the virus is always. Some of them don't take out of this. Some are better than others. Get the best possible ones you can get and continue, you know, keep your water source in terms of what you're looking at in mind. If it's brackish and stuff already to start with, or got pond scum on it, or it's out there in a pothole after the rain, then, you know, you need something to purify the water. And I will say this, you know, you can get these Berkeys are not too bad a price compared to what they used to be. If you can do it, get extra filters. That is something that is worth doing. Now, it's also worth having storage containers for water. Like I've had for years, like 55 blue food grade drums, you know, where I've stored water in them, like 50 gallons of water in each drum, that kind of thing. But for me, I've got the hand pump, and I've got all that, but they're too unwieldy. I would rather have small water block type systems where you stack up water blocks, or smaller drums, smaller type of storage containers, you know, 10, 15 gallon kind of things, 5 gallon, where you can stack up the water blocks, that kind of thing. And that's better in terms of that. But whatever it is you do, you've got to think that you're going to need a gallon or two of water a day at least for each person. So if you got 4 in the family, or 5 or 6 in the family, or 2 in the family, you know exactly where you kind of need to go. You also need to go ahead and look out, and then in a book, in a binder, in the plastic sheet so they don't get ruined, in case you're the main prepper, if you're the woman and you're the main prepper and your husband's out golfing or racing cars or whatever, you're going to have to leave it in a book for him, an extra copy, so he knows what to do. If you're the husband and you're the prepper and the wife's up at the with the kids or doing something or is shopping, you're going to have a manual. Because what if on the way down somewhere, when you're trying to peek around the corner, you take a round in the head and, you know, you're bye-bye dead. You know what I'm saying? Then who is leaving the legacy of what to do? Scenario A, scenario B, scenario C, scenario D, E, F, G, all down through the alphabets. Plastic sheeting. You can also use the paper, which you can write in when it's wet, you know, in the rain and that kind of stuff. There's special paper and special inks and stuff you can use. But that is an idea. But even if you just use a stubby old pencil and a big cheap tablet, all right, yellow tablet from first grade, all right, write them down and keep them in some kind of a plastic bag. Step one, go get your buckets out of the garage. Go down and get your water. Step two, you know that big old gumbo pot we got on the back porch there? Put that over a fire, a small fire, and get it heated up. Pour the water in there and boil it to a rolling boil. And then if you've still got a Berkey or whatever, you can put it all the way in there and then run it on through, you know? There are other ways of doing things that you can use natural type of stuff. But that's if there's like a halfway clean water source. But I would take no chances in the future. The Berkeys also will take some of the radiation and stuff out. You can also get other filters to take fluoride and things out. But I would say this to you. Water purification is going to be a key. Now, said we're going to bed without washing ourselves. And he said some of the shops are seeing an opportunity, have hiked the price of bottled water and bags of ice between $3 and $5 for a bag of ice, a fortune in a country where the monthly minimum salary, listen to this, the monthly minimum salary in Venezuela is the equivalent of $5.50 per month. Better off Venezuelans, those with access to U.S. dollars, have rushed to fill hotels that have giant generators and working restaurants. For others, preserving fresh food is a challenge. Finding it is even more difficult. The blackout has forced most shops to close. There will be no commerce. There will be none of it. Now, the difference is they've already gone through a lot of this. They've gone through, quote-unquote, what I call the purge, you know. And it's been ongoing in their socialist hellhole that old Chavez. But now, on the other hand, the United States used to be sort of friendly with Venezuela when it was prosperous. Chavez took control. The first thing he did was to repatriate a whole lot of land to the farmers or to the peasants or to the pobrecitos. A whole lot of that land belonged to some very wealthy British people, huge farms, okay, huge ranchos, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of acres, and he repatriated that. Some of that must have belonged to the old Queenie or the Rothschilds and some of the folks, and they dropped down on him. CIA then botched two attempts to kill Chavez. Chavez then went and was invited with all the world leaders to Pope John Paul II when all of the world leaders under BBG, Boutros Ghali, allegedly, and where they all gathered together in the Roman necropolis deep down under the Vatican, which still exists. It was discovered in the 20s or the 30s archaeologically, but that whole necropolis, that city of the dead, sits there, and there are secret entrances in and out. And you remember I told you, and Brother Quayle has had it in his Long Walker's book at the back, and then he's had it up on his website on the giant side for a while. It was an artist rendering showing a sacrifice deep down underground, under the Roman necropolis, underneath the Vatican, where the people were gathered, some of the top people, the cardinals in the church, and also, allegedly, people that were the heads of nations of America, Britain, Israel, even the heads of Muslim countries, terrorists, those that are worshiping Lucifer, the light bringer, whoever they may be. You see, well, Chavez was brought to that, and at the precise instant when BBG allegedly was leading the giant who was at the front and chained in a blood sacrifice of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby girl, and we know this from Brother Quayle being told by somebody who had to infiltrate it to see what was going on, one of the MMV. And in the midst of all of that, they took the blood, and each one of the big participants who had the big hood, like the cowled hood on, had to go up and then make the upside down of the cross, allegedly on their forehead. In the midst of all of that crap where the giant, they sacrificed the baby girl to the giant, and they're doing all their chanting, all the crap, and allegedly BBG had the book of spells, the book of spells up there. At that moment, allegedly, Hugo Chavez, who had been invited to bring him into the fold, said, "I'm getting out of here. Y'all are a bunch of dadgum devil worshipers." Okay? And then he turned with his security to leave, and in the hubbub, in the midst of all of that, one of the MMV rushed up and grabbed the book of spells from Boutros Ghali, who had left it there on the dais or whatever, to attend to something, and took off, all right? Well, after that, Chavez got the quick cancer. all right, and went fairly quickly. But now you got Maduro, all right, worse yet, and now it's all going downhill. But you know, what this does, you see, is now brings up the past, you know, the possibility of war. And the fact is they're destroying an entire nation of people in what once was one of the most prosperous nations with all the oil money you wanted to have in South America. They said you have to keep a level head on all of this and try to have people around because being alone makes it even harder. So people, you need to get a group or a small group or your neighbor or somebody needs to be there to help you. If you're all alone, then pray to Lord Jesus that you would say, Lord, help me to find somebody that I can partner up with and trade, you know, time to do some kind of a help or assistance with somebody who's got extra food, who's got firearms, who has, you know, a generator, who has solar power or wind power or whatever, who has, you know, firearms and a better ability to do it. But Lord, let me help them to where I can help them in the garden, or I can sew for them, or cook, or whatever it is, or stand guard. So these people are scouring cans, trash cans, for something to eat. So I'm going to tell you the next thing. If you can do nothing else, then you better get an extra can of chunky soup a week. Go down the street somewhere, find some aluminum cans, some pop bottles if you live in a state where they still have the, you know, the deposit on them. A lot of places still do in some states where you can take them and cash them in. Or if you've got the tin cans, you can take a lot of them and go down and sell them for aluminum scrap, the scrap yard or what have you, or scrap some iron or whatever it might be that you can find, you know, along the railroad track or wherever it might be, you know what I'm saying, in an old industrial area, in the weeds or whatever it is. And if you do that, then you need to get some more cans of chunky soup. You need to get some more cans. I mean, you can go to Dollar Tree and look up a case of corn or a case of pork and beans or whatever it might be. I mean, you got chili, you know, you got ravioli, you got all kind of stuff you can do. But I like the chunky sirloin burger or the, you know, split pea with ham or the beef and potatoes, whatever the name of it is. There's 10 of them, you know. Progresso beef barley soup, great soup, lentil soup, all the different stuff, minestrone, mixed vegetables. Get a case of mixed vegetables and then get you some seeds. But I'm going to tell you something. The seeds, sometimes if you're on the run, if the bullets are flying, you're not going to be able to garden unless you're out, you know, somewhere away from the town or the city. Maybe in a small town, maybe you can. I would still try no matter what. But there are ways of doing it that you can hide it around the edges, around a forested area, around something like that, and plant it amongst other things, and you can get you something to eat. But if you've got a farmer that you're friends with and lives outside of town or something who's got an apple orchard or a, you know, peach orchard, whatever it is, you know, or if they're in, like in California, you've got nut trees, or like in Texas, you got pecans, or in Louisiana, you know, then get with somebody like that, you know. See if the Lord can put you together with someone where you can provide labor or assistance or a service, like maybe you cook the nightly meal while they're out guarding the deal. But this thing is coming down to what we've been talking about, like from the 1 second after, all right? Those kind of things. President Trump, I told you last night, has an executive order now on the EMP to hurry it up. find some solutions, practically for the government and for the private. Caracas' subway is shut down. Getting around the city is a trail with choices between walking for miles or lining up in the outside hope of getting one of the rare and badly overcrowded, dilapidated buses, or managing to get fuel for a vehicle. If you live in a suburban area and you can store some gas, or you live on a farm and you can store some gas clandestinely even, you know, and keep the gas sweet to where it's not too old or what have you. You need to put in the proper additives and stuff. If you live on a farm or out somewhere, you could consider the idea of alcohol can be a gas too. There's a book called that. Alcohol can be a gas too, as in T-O-O, to where you can make with a small still type of a thing. You can actually make alcohol and use that as a fuel for a vehicle. You may have to adjust the timing. You may have to change a carburetor, you know, adjustment or something like that. But there's also, if you've got vehicles out here, if you have one, you may even already have a flex fuel vehicle, okay, that may be able to run on it. I made sure a truck that I do drive has that flex fuel ability. So that is a whole other idea and thing. But this is just what I'm trying to show you of something that's actually going on right now. As night casts Caracas into darkness, families light their homes as best they can. We make lamps that burn gasoline or oil or kerosene or any type of fuel. We've returned to the Middle Ages. Did you hear it? They returned to the Middle Ages. So now, in what I was talking about last night, and I'm going to hit it again real quick here. And first I'll say this. Ezekiel 38, chapter 10. Thus saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 38, verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars or gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hands upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. So they want to come in where the farms and the cattle and the desolate places in the great plains and in parts of the mountainous areas, you see. You know, you go from North Texas, you go on up to Canada, the Dakotas and Canada, and you got on this side of the Mississippi, and you got Missouri, Iowa, you know, Minnesota, Kansas, Nebraska, you know, Arkansas, all the different places, Oklahoma, North Texas, and you've got all of that great expanse going on up into Manitoba, Alberta, and that kind of stuff with all of the wheat, all of the grain. This is the sweet spot. This is the area where the dark black soil, the deep dark soil in a lot of places exists, that's been feeding a large portion of the world with grain for certain, and still does. But we just lost a lot of that grain. Now, if you wanted to take over an area like that, would you not hit it with weather weapons and tectonic weapons? And would you not do things to cause flooding? All of those type of items. So I talked to you about the fact that the Russians do have, okay, the ability to do this. They have the ability to use a directed energy, modulated command and control, cause-effect, electromagnetic, multi-purpose device capable of affecting any electrical or electronic component of a system. I.e., that, you know, any component of a system, that which runs a, I'll reverse this here, a machine or a vehicle or a person. Because you see, the person has electrical activity in their body and in their brain, do they not? The nervous system. It also then has impulses, electrical impulses, that need electrolytes to run your body and make sure your systems work. So they can direct energy, modulated, command, control, cause, effect, electromagnetic, multipurpose device capable of affecting any electrical, electronic component of a system, that which runs a person, machine, or component of the same. And then I also said last night that apparently some of the high-level cyber warriors in the United States have had some discussions with their intel people and other people in the signal intelligence and that kind of world, all right, where they've been saying, and then my deep background source said, Hawk, you're 1,000% correct on this tit-for-tat stuff. And recently, I've talked about that for years, but recently, the recent thing has been we've had Caracas, all right? Okay? And the oil system, power system gone down. Recently, then we've had a chemical plant in Deer Park in the Houston area of Texas blow it up. You got benzene blowing all over, and benzene is one of the most deadly things in the world. And I'll tell you what, even people that it hasn't killed, it has negatively affected them, and there's the possibility of carcinogens. And that's in a region where it also has closed the Houston Ship Channel. Okay? Now, it may be open. It was closed a day or two ago. So that means all of the oil, natural gas, and also some produce that goes back and forth out of the United States and into the United States, and oil tankers and stuff that can come in and process their oil there, or ship the liquid natural gas or something out, or ship gasoline out, or whatever it might be. That, you see, was all been shut down. These are acts of war. So then what happened after Deer Park? Well, in Yanning, China area on the coastline, miraculously or mysteriously, a chemical plant that made what? Pesticides blew and exploded and killed at least 40, 50 people, maybe more. Now, what do pesticides do? What are the chemicals that are involved usually in pesticides? Well, it's very close to what you'd call nerve gas, particularly the ones that the Germans used to do, like Tabun what's the other one? Anyway, there's several different ones. Just say nerve-type gas, okay, that can kill you dead, quicker than you please. So those types of things are happening. And then there was a specific mention of where something had been hit in a Russian area of influence. Maybe it was in Russia with the cyber attack by, allegedly, perhaps U.S. cyber warriors. And then the Russians came back and sent a message saying, you want to screw around with us? All right, Yankee. Okay. And then bingo, they're starting to pop stuff left and right. So I wanted to tell you, there was an explosion at a Florida power station in Fort Lauderdale. Took place a few nights back. Left us without power. Now, it was one of those power substations. They said locally that it was a lightning strike. However, my signal intelligence deep background source, checked all of the actual lightning strikes and where the storms were down there. There was no storm locally and no lightning strike. But there was a pulse. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. Now, I will tell you this. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, you know, swinging the old ball bet at the Lucy shins, and that is popping him upside the ear and the head. To strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and the secondarily to warn the remnant of what is to come and maybe how you can prepare for it. You want to do that, then believe me, I can use any assistance. Is most needed and welcome. You can always reach me email-wise, radiohawk777@hotmail.com. But if you'd like to send me a card, or if there's anything, if you can send any assistance, send it to Hawk. It can be Federal Reserve note, silver dollar, silver ounce, silver dime, any gold, palladium, platinum, any precious metal. It's all easy to do. Or check, money order, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And much thanks to B&E from B and all the good folks and the old Dunlap, Iowa people, Warren Soul Drive, all the different people. And I thank you, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And to Buffalo, New York, and all the good places, you know, Mars Hill, Topanga Canyon, Houston, Texas. Anyway, I want to just say this too, is that if you need to get yourself any of the 40-day, 40-night pails of high-quality organic food, then you can go to innerfood.com. Okay, you can also get you some of the Innerfood, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D, and then .com, Innerfood.com, because you can help you to stretch long-term storage food that you might have, or any home canning that you're doing, or regular canned goods. We had a report again last night from Lady J, who does a lot of home canning in the Smokies and that area down in there. The Appalachian Mountains, that whole area. And she contacted with some farm service people that supplies that know the insurance people that are insuring the crop insurance all over the United States. And in the Midwest, in Nebraska, and parts of Iowa, and Illinois, and Missouri, and different areas. Even up into Minnesota, a whole lot of different places. you're starting to see in some areas 70, 80% crop loss. And some of that has been the stored grain for not only last year, but the year before. And a lot of times farmers have sold it ahead, but many times they haven't as well, hoping to get a better price or what have you. And then not only have you lost maybe 1 to 2 years of grain, a lot of people have lost over 1 million calves on the cattle ranches. You think that's going to make the price of meat go up? You think that's going to make the price of soups and canned goods and all that go up? Do you think the grains not being produced are going to make the price of bread and all kind of different things go up? Because the other feeds and feed grains is what you're feeding to cattle and to hogs, and then all the hogs that have died, okay? And so, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to not only see 1 and 2 years of grain being gone, but this year's crop is going to be gone as well. So you need to get as much food and the water purification, like I told you, as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to InterHealth Botanicals, and they can also assist you with all of the things like the Interfood, where you can get your basic nutrition by drinking a shake or two a day. And then if you have one nice good meal of a good ration meal, you know, that you can then have the basic nutrition and then stretch that long-term storage food. If you can do it, put the garden in. And hello to my friends in Jacksonville area and that kind of area. And Mina, God bless you getting your garden in. And all the old people at the Stagecoach Stop and all the different places around the world, you know. I also have tremendous victory from our friends D&D in France, who happen to be fantastic missionaries, who have started a tremendous win and victory for the Lord Jesus in, let's just say, the Asian area or Indochine, you know. And they have started, and what they did is they taught some people how to fish and how to be fishermen, who are now teaching others how to fish and be fishermen, who are now teaching others, and you've got all these things and miracles in the name of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven happening everywhere. If you want to pray, and there's a reason I'm not giving the names out on this, because they asked me not to because of how sensitive and how well known they are in certain areas. But the fact is, if you just pray for D&D in Albertville, France, and you say, Lord Jesus, touch these missionaries and supply them with everything they need, get them all of the items that are needed and wanted in a superabundance, the Bibles, the translated Bibles, all of the different things in the various languages they're using, the pamphlets, the study guides, all the different stuff to produce on fire preachers for the Lord Jesus in Asian areas. This is just a tremendous thing, all right? Just tremendous. But if you pray that, and at the same time, pray that the Lord Jesus would give medical miracles to each one of them, to the husband and to the wife, okay? Because each of them have some issues that had to be addressed. We prayed for somebody who had heart problems and vision problems, you know. And I'm just reminding you, if you've listened for a while, of the different things we've done. And we've had some good success with that. And they were able to then go forward and bring this wonderful, bountiful harvest for Lord Jesus in. That area is on fire. I wish I could tell you more, and I've told you more in the past. Those of you who have heard it, that's all I'll say. D&D, tremendous job on behalf of the Lord Jesus. You can also go to sharpsaddles.com. they have got, and if you're in Oregon or passing through Oregon, Clay and Robin Sharp have got a new saddle shop. It's called Saddles in the WC Marketplace. They opened it in October. And it is open for business, and they've got all kind of good stuff there going on. Stop in and see them. It's at the WC Marketplace in Joseph, Oregon, I believe, at 203 North Main Street, unit number 2. But sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com, and it's in, I guess that's Wallowa County. And that's in Joseph, Oregon, I believe. And it is the WC Marketplace, 203 North Main Street, Unit 2. Stop in and see their new retail store and see what a real saddle maker can do for you or any other leather products or goods that you need and want. If you're passing through or you live in Oregon, stop in and see them. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. With regards to Venezuela, President Trump has told Putin to get out of there. And now we've got the situation where we have Bolton. And, you know, Bolton, I told you he was a pick that was not necessarily would have been my pick for President Trump. But I think that perhaps he was brought on board, you see, to help to manage President Trump. But he's also, Bolton has always been one of the most people that would be most ready to go to war. National Security Advisor Bolton warned Russia on Friday about its military presence in Venezuela, saying any move to establish or expand operations there would be considered a direct threat to international peace. Well, Bolton, they just did it. They brought the Antonovs, and they brought about 250 more. That's more than what it was reported in the paper, Spetsnaz. And then they also brought about 200 to 250 cyber warriors and people like that, and additional stuff and components for their S-300 systems, which are now operational in Venezuela on the coast and all over, and control out and can look at all the stuff. An S-300 is a missile system that can launch missile to launch at something incoming or an aircraft or a ship or whatever it might be. And an S-300 would get you out about 300 miles around each one of the installations. So if you see ring those around your coastline and put some in the center, you would have the ability to cover a large space. Now, I think if you want to go after Mr. Bolton, you ought to send the pros from Little Creek or Coronado, and you ought to send them in the little rubber duckies and pop them up from a sub 50 feet below or whatever, and have them go into the sub pens in La Orquilla, put some of the hot stuff that's got a timer on it on the subs there that are Russian subs. Maybe go up the old stairs like Indiana Jones, and maybe sneak in if you can and scuttle some blackjack bombers. If you want to do it that way. But the fact of the matter is, you blew the coup, Bolton. You blew the coup again in Venezuela. You blew the coup, and you had every opportunity to do it, but you didn't do it. And it would have been probably for the betterment of the people of Venezuela. I don't disagree with that. But now you're threatening after the fact, after they've already done it, they got the S-300s up and all of that. But you also got to remember, Mr. Bolton, that Barack Hussein Obama brought in thousands of Russian Spetsnaz covertly and paid them, and you're still likely paying them as they have moved in throughout the countryside, and a lot of them are still around bases and are on the official government pay, okay? And you know they are up there in the Smokies by, above Gatlinburg in that area, Maggie Valley and all of that whole bit, Waynesville, you know, good areas up in there, a whole lot of them. We've had reports, remember, Sevier County, remember we had the guy call, send me the email talking about the helicopter crash down in there. And then we had the fires up in all of those mountain cabin areas. It was like hell up on that mountain. Well, you got Russians in there. You got them in the Uwari Mountains, right outside of Bragg. I reported on that to you back in, I think, 2005 or 6. Maybe it's a little bit later, but I reported how there was people out hunting and found a whole operation with Russian Spetsnaz out there and helicopters and some other stuff. And they got guns pointed at them. Brother Quail used to have a mountain cabin bug out spot way up in the old mountains there in Montana. And remember years ago how Steve had said, and I think commented on it too, where Steve was getting ready to go up to his cabin, and the Lord said, do not go up there, Brother Quail. And he turned back and came back around, and he actually sent somebody that he knew to go check it out and to walk in there from another area they were in, and they found foreign troops waiting there for him to kill him. And they were in the process of eating up all of his mountain house and utilizing all the goods and stuff he had stored in his bug-out space. And Steve sold that place. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know it because we don't always talk about it, but Brother Quail's had a lot of people try to kill him over the years. And not just in conventional means, although he's had that too. He's had people check to see exactly where the road was he lived at the gas station not too far from there. This is where he used to live. I remember talking with Brother Quail one night on the air, and just talking to him after a show, and he was saying, I've got alarms going off on my outer perimeter. He had some sensors that had been put up at that time. And there was a guy walking down the creek bed, a bogey, and there was another one over there, and they were setting up alarms. And Steve had to get the reach out and touch you somewhere kind of weapons. I remember also talking to him when a gunshot came right by my, like zapped right by my head, okay, and I hit the deck. I could hear the crack, and I just jumped instinctively. So that wasn't from that far away, and I know it wasn't because it was within 75 to 100 yards. But I must have turned, and they missed, and I hit the deck while I still had the cell phone in my head talking to Steve. So this is not some play-around business that Mr. Quail is involved in, or that I'm involved in, or that Greg Evenson was involved in, or other friends of this show. There's been live stuff go after us. So if you think, well, how come you don't have this? And how come you don't wear blue or purple glasses or have fancy suits or all of this kind of stuff? Don't have it. What do you think it takes to present and to put on a big conference like Steve does with all of the wonderful material that he provides and that others that he brings to the dance and Tom Horn and others bring to the dance to do, and Tim Alberino and all of that? It's huge. The production costs of videos and tapes and things, just beyond belief. I am on a different thing here. I just stay doing, and I'm obedient to my original charges that I was given to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and to warn the remnant. And I'm trying to stay alive and just keep in the game. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So Bolton and all these people want to go to war against Venezuela. And he's saying, we strongly advise, caution actors external to the Western Hemisphere against deploying military assets to Venezuela. Well, they got blackjack bombers on La Archea. They got subs on underneath La Archea and the old Nazi sub pens. They got thousands of troops there. They got their S-300 there that controls the whole airspace. What are you talking about? Why didn't you, when you had the things and you had the troops in Colombia, instead of bringing them to Colombia, why didn't you line up all the stuff in Colombia and drop the troops right on top of them at the airport, take the damn airport, unlock the key, and lock those dadgum blackjack bombers down? You want to get hot or go home, then do so. But this threatening baloney is not going to get you anywhere. Now, President Trump, I agree. He should tell them to get on out of there. But the fact of the matter is, they got the stuff I told you about that can turn off the USS Donald Cook, turn off the other Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, turn off our aircraft in the air and just dead duck them down to the ground. And I've been at the forefront of telling you about all of these for quite some time. I haven't made a video of it. I haven't got a YouTube channel, and I'm not gonna do. I'm gonna do it the way that I've been instructed to do it, and it's to reach the remnant, not to reach the great audience, you see. Because that's not my deal. Now, Brother Quayle has another mission. He was trying to expose people to things like the giants and the transhumanism junk and all of the robotics, the cyborgs, and the aliens, because that needs to get out on a wide basis. You're my listeners. You already know about a lot of that. And I thank you for keeping me in this game on behalf of the Lord Jesus for all these years. Going on 15 years now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. And I will tell you this. You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. But you'd better. Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters. There are different sizes of them. If you've got a small group, you can get the black Berkey filters and put them in one of the bigger Royal Berkeys or the big different ones where you can purify large amounts. But you're talking about being able to use these filters and re-clean them. Clean them, you know, with a little brush to clean the sides of them and keep them in there. And you're talking about removing chemicals and viruses and protozoa and the other parasites, bacteria, all kind of stuff, and that you can filter directly from pond water or what have you. Now, if you pre-filtered it, like poured it through bucket to bucket through like a T-shirt and get some of the scum off the top and all of that kind of thing, you would be better off and your filters would last you longer. But you're going to get about, maybe depending on the size of the system and how many filters you have, you might get you 10, 20, 30,000 gallons of water. That's a lot, but buy extra filters. Do not get yourself in the Caracas, Venezuela mode. Do not get yourself in the, you know, deep in the backwoods in the Middle East mode. Don't get yourself into the, you know, situations that could happen with a power grid down EMP, which your own president is now also telling you that you need to prepare for. So if you voted for Trump, then pay attention to what he's telling you and get ready to do it. And I'm going to tell you what did Lord Jesus have to say in Matthew 25? Did he tell you anything there? Did the Lord tell you anything from Matthew 25? I bet he did. Because in Matthew 25, he said, and then all the virgins arose. You see, because at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. See, they didn't have no supplies. But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was afterward came also other virgins saying, "Lord, Lord, open up to us." But he answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You'd better be ready and be prepared." And that's the red letter edition I read to you from what Lord Jesus has to say. You know, a lot of other people will represent many of the other people, Paul and all the different other information in the Bible, which is valid, but I was chosen to represent and work on behalf of Lord Jesus and strike blows against his enemies, and I try to use his words as much as I possibly can, because Lord Jesus has warned you so many years ago of what's going on right now. If you don't believe it, then read Matthew 24, Luke 21, and then you can go back and check in Ezekiel 38 and 39. You can go forward into the other books, like what? The revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Revelations. That's the revelations of Jesus as told to John, you see. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be out here with you on the firing line and in the old mountains with you, and on the Great Plains with you, on the old boats in the swamp down in the Louisiana and the Mississippi. Okay, and also in the old kudzu up in Alabama. And hello to all you up in there, my old kudzu buddy FS, and to old War Eagle and others down there. And all the iron sight shooters out in western Kansas, you know, who are ringing a bell at 1,000 yards all the time with the iron sights on the old school guns. But whatever it is you're at, if you're in Brooklyn or if you're on the waterfront there, you know, across the river in New Jersey, you know. Or you're somewhere up in upstate New York. You're in the Upper in Michigan. You're in Ohio. A whole lot of people in Ohio. A lot of people in Michigan. That don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your fellow right. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to destroy the Luciferian. Red Dingo Rangers, I know you're picking the poop, baby. Got the dialed in optics. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord provide you. Super abundant. Yeah. Yeah.